Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, June 21st, 2017. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are talking about business opportunities back home that the diaspora can invest in.
Many times people in the diaspora want to invest back home, but they are discouraged by the unfavorable economic conditions or lack of sound business guidance.
Tonight, we want to discuss those opportunities and business ideas that the diaspora can engage in.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
And so tonight, we want to hear your views on the issue of the diaspora and investment back home. And the number again that you can call us is 001-202-619-2077. That's our direct line. And the other number that you can use for WhatsApp is 001-202-465-0318. You text us and we'll call you right back.
Ongo nasi vatereri nyaya ndiyoyo yekuisa mari muhomwe hanzi nava ine chimwe chinhu mukati kwete isina chinhu hanzi ine mhepo aiwa handi zvatiri kutaura nezvazvo nasi tiri kutaura nezvekugadzira mari urongwa hwekuita mari iwe uri mudiaspora mari ichigadzirwa kumusha hanzi tichiinvesta back into the economy kumusha ndonyaya tiri kukurukura zvisara zvezimbabwe zvakawanda zviri kunze kwenyika tinoona vachitya kuita mabhizimusi kana kupinda mune zvimwe zvinogadzira mari kumusha hanzi aiwa ndozodyirwa mari nekuti ndakamboona mumwe akadyirwa mari mumwe ndakanzwa kuti aivaka asi aitumidzirwa mapicture emba isiri iyo paakazoenda kumusha akafenda akafa aiwa handi zvatiri kuda kuti zviitwe nevana wezimbabwe toda kuti mupinde mukuvaka nyika muchivaka upenyu hwenyu nekuvaka mari kuburikidza nezvirongwa zviri kuitwa kumusha nhasi uno uyu tine rombo rakanaka nekuti tine mumwe wevanhu vanobatsira vana vezimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika kuti munge muchipinda muzvirongwa izvozvo tine vanoitwa Gary Thompson vane chirongwa chiri kutenderera nyika nhatu chavari kufamba vachitaurira vana vezimbabwe pamusoro penyaya dzekuita mabhizimusi kumusha chirongwa chinonzi Homecoming Tour chapinda maguta akati wandei nenyika nhatu dzatataura vane zvakawanda yatingati full package kana tichitaura pachikuru aiwa hanzi matsaga nematsaga ezvirongwa zvirimo zvinogona kuti zvichibatsira vana vezimbabwe nyaya dzedzimba dzingava nyaya dzekuti zvandine imba yangu kana property kumusha yotariswa nani vanoita basa iroro nyaya dzekuti urwere mumwe wakanga ari kumusha achirwara iwo uri kuno vanokwanisa kuti unge uchingobhadhara mari zvinhu zvichifamba voitawo zvakare nyaya dzekufirwa ndoimwe nyaya inotinetsa nokuti kumusha kwakaita rufu hanzi mazivisa here mukomana kana musikana ari kumhiri kwemakungwa nokuti vanenge vachitarisira kuti ndimuchatumira mari vanobata zvakare nyaya idzodzo nechirongwa chavo koita kana zvekutakura chaivo zvamune matenga kuno muchida kuzvoende kumusha vanokwanisa kuti zvinge zvichiitika ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatoda kuti kurukure nhasi nemi mose muri kunze ikoko mune mabhizimusi enyu amuri kuita vana vezimbabwe ngataakurukurei pachirongwa ndechenyu Diaspora Forum Chris
yebo Jonga lamhlanje ke zulu kandaba sixoxa ngodaba lokuwenza imali umuyi uDr Joshua Nkomo wathi yena nxa ufuna ukwenza imali uyiphendulela ibala elithi lima kodwa ke hayi lamhla sikhulume ngokulima kuphela Jonga sikhuluma ngemali okuthiwa lokhu ngesilungu i-investment yeah sibe le thuba elihle ke lamhlanje silebezethekeli esizaxoxa lazo siyazi njalo ukuthi bakhona abazasitshayela ucingo lathi zabatshayela ucingo lingakhohlwa ke inombolo zethu 001-202-619-2077. So, Jonga, tonight to help us discuss the issue, we have people from Gary Thompson and Associates in advertising giant and marketing giant from Zimbabwe, who we have right here in the studio. Gary, welcome.
Great to be here. Thank you, Chris.
Yes, Jonga Gary and Thompson, tonight will host a meeting to discuss investment opportunities in Zimbabwe and market products and opportunities for investment in Zimbabwe, that is, establishing trust and clear investment deals with reputable firms. That's right.
Sounded brilliant. I love Ndebele as well.
Maybe what we can do first is for Gary to introduce what they have to offer and what's taking them around the world.
Chongo, thank you. Well, we've just come out of the UK. Oh, it's been an amazing time, you know, from Birmingham, Nottingham, Leicester, then all the way to Manchester, back to London and repeat. It's been a fantastic time with our people there, essentially through churches where there's large groups. And what we've heard, and there's a clarion call by our diasporans, it's the rebuilding of trust. And, you know, Jongo, we're going to do nothing if we don't rebuild trust, because human capital, financial capital, any capitalization that takes place continentally or even into the investment environment of Zimbabwe is going to be built on the power of trust. So it was very important to us that we reestablish that. And so we've got some wonderful brands that have partnered us. We've called it the power of partnerships to bring the power of a new day to our people. But first and foremost, we've got to get the lines of communication not being broken through distrust or false promises.
So the first question that comes to mind when you talk of, you know, investing in Zimbabwe is the current economic and political environment. Supposing I want to go home and invest, that's the first thing that comes to my mind. So how are you going to persuade me to invest when I know there's that kind of uncertainty?
Well, you know, Chris, you've got to make a choice in life. There's a broad road and most people are going down that. And there's sharks and it's just a bloody sea. Everyone's competing. Or you can take that narrow road, and not many cars are going down it. And I'm saying to you right now, it's the road into Zimbabwe. It's the road into a new nation. We cannot continue in the path that we've been on. We've got multiple millions of people who've got nowhere to go. They can't all get into the diaspora. So I think the opportunity and the early birds, the early cyclical side is right now, this thing's going to turn. And I know that there's disaster everywhere, but we have to look beyond that, and that's what we're doing.
And you talked about products you have. May you just unpack them?
Well, led by Stuart Bank back home, who are very innovative. In fact, their CEO has just been recognized as one of the top leaders out of young emerging markets. We've got a bunch of great complementary and competing brands that will come in the future. But to begin with, we've got banking, and we've just launched through Stuart Bank mortgages back home, which is an innovative product. So we really think it's going to help folks that have a yearning to get property back home to have an access to get through to that. So we think that's quite pioneering. DHL then joined us and gave us the huge group, big yellow light to go and sell products all over the world. And we are excited to move and courier things. They do a great job. And so DHL's joined us. Then Fairview's an amazing estate right out there in Mount Hamden. Hundreds of stands being sold already. Phase one's gone. Phase two's coming. As you know, the American Embassy's out there. You've got the Parliament of Zimbabwe going out there. So they've got a great piece of property and they're doing a good job. And I think it would be a great place for people to go back to. It's not the only place. Then along the way came World Remit, great partners helping us to move money, which we're enjoying. And then Soya Makushi, we wanted to get some legal minds with us. So we really want to establish that whatever investments we do beyond this together with my group, A Brands and A Rewards, which is rewarding people, particularly churches, for buying in bulk, things like that, which we can talk about. I wanted to establish trust. And then I was very thankful that Generation Health joined us. They've got a great medical aid package. And we want to subsidize that and really make it diasporan, because I think there's some things we can tweet. And then with my brothers from the Vapa Story, I just went mad with them in Leicester. That was awesome. We're starting up some brand new products together, and our funeral assurance business is going to be amazing. So I'm excited about that. It's going to launch on the 1st of July. So we've got no time. We get out of here, get home, and start. And Health Point and a number of other hospitals we want to join as well, because our people need better emergency and other care. And we can do it. We shouldn't be sending, no disrespect, our people to India when it should be a health hub right in the heart of Africa.
So you are building trust. How is that? How are you building trust? How can you just explain to us?
Chris, it starts one relationship at a time. If I look at you and say, I'm going to take your money, I know how hard you've worked for it. It's not like we just take that money and, oh, let's be really, really clear. The great brands, I remember working with Nigel Chanakiro back in the day with Making Money, and then the TV show Making Money Makes Sense. And somewhere along the line, we as Africans lost it, and that brand, boom, has gone. if we can stay the race, if we can hold together with good fiduciaries, I think that trust is built one client at a time, and then it can scale up. And we have to learn that in Africa, not just grab the money and run. So I take it very personally. I had a call in my hotel room for a dear little lady. She had £1,000, and she wants to buy a piece of land. You know, Jonga, I need to really never forget that call. And keep it close, because you know, a lot of people see me and they think, well, Gary, success, big mogul. Folks, I've had more time in the valley than on the mountaintop. So I've got to be close to pain so we can get close to glory.
Yeah, but Gary, some may say the package is too big for you guys to carry. How are you going to manage all these things?
It's not big enough. It needs to get bigger. That's the first thing. We're thinking too small. Secondly, we can't be a jack of all trades and master of none. We are not, obviously, Jonga, going to do all of these products. We collect the excited calls, the interest, and we pass the referrals on. We hope to get a commission in part, but we really want to get a better deal for pastors, for churches, and for large groups. And because of the power of the external dollar or pound or other currency, we can leverage that a little bit. So I think at the end of the day, we're not doing all the jobs. We're just bringing them in and sending them back to our local brands.
Mm-hmm. So what is... you know, this the argument that you know, I want to invest, but the banks have no money,
right.
And you know, even if I have a product, I might end up not being able to sell it. Is that a well-founded fear?
I think it is a well-founded fear. I think that our market is completely undercapitalized. I think that there are huge pressures. Yes. However, in the midst of it, we're very bullish on capital, land capital. We're very bullish that that is not going to be diminishable. So I would take an early position on buying property and getting the right property and getting the right strategy. Because a lot of guys want to have Mafokosi, they want Beatrice, they want something out in Darwindale, then they want to have a farm. Oh, and then I'll have a Borrowdale Brook property and I'll share all the resources. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work like that. We've got to start re-looking at our asset allocations, and I think that's where we could give some advisory support. So that's what we're doing.
Taita muteereri wekutanga anzi mukoma munyaradzi vari kuSouth Africa. Mukoma munyaradzi, makadi?
Tipo makadiwo.
Takasimba, tipei zvamuri kuda kupakura.
Okay, yeah, inini ndinonzi munyaradzi ndobva kugoko. Kana takatarira shungu ngati ndinofara nemukana wamandipa. Shungu dzanadzo ngatiri dzange dzitaure nazvo. Nina nzvimbo dzakaita sana Goko inzvimbo dzakanyanya kusarira dzinotarisirwa pasi zvikuru samuZimbabwe. Saka shungu dzandinadzo ndinadzo ndezvekuti vanhu vari kunze kwenyika vanoti kana vakaenda kunze kwenyika vakanoshanda vakawana dzimari dzavo, vaakuenda kuna Harare, vakuenda kuna Bulawayo kunovaka, kunoisa mabhizinesi ikoko. Nzvimbo dziya dzavaigara dzavakakura vari vachidzidza vari dzaakuramba dzakasara. Saka shungu yangu yandiyo nditaura ndeyekuti ndaichikumbira kuti vanhu vavo kadai vakateerera vainge vanoita musoro pamwe chete vachinosimudzira nzvimbo dzavo idzodzira kuti dzisimukewo, kuita kuti vamwe vazoriko munzvimbo imomo, vana baba vedu nana mbuya vedu vaonewo zvinhu zvisimuka ivana vava vatakadzidzisa vachisimudzira nzvimbo izvo. Ndo zvatinokumbira chete kudai vazviva vakaita saizvo. Ndoendera mberi zvakare nechiti izvino mukataka maMP acho nemakadzira nevanhu vacho vanenge vabudirira vese akaita mari munzvimbo anobva akuenda kunotsvaga imba kuHarare, akuenda kunovaka kuHarare, akuenda kunovaka kupi, munzvimbo make mamusumudza akusiya. Saka inyaya inondirwadza zvikuru saimomo. Ende ndoendera zvakare mberi ndichiti munzvimbo medu munzvimbo munorimwa makotoni vanoti vakatengesa vakaita mabhizinesi nevo mabhizinesi avo vakawana dzimari dziyadziya vaakutora zvemari yaiya futi vaakubuda nayo vakuenda kumafura mhepo dandikuvanoti kumafura mhepo vakunogara ikoko nzvimbo iyeyo ramba yakasara. Saka dai vanga vachinzwa taiti dai vanga vakanosimudza nzvimbo izvino vari kunze sezvi tinoenda kuti unoonzimudza musoro pamwe chete tosimudza nzvimbo yedu. Tinotenda zvikurusa.
Maita basa mukoma munyaradzi.
Maita basa ndinonzi munyaradzi.
Thank you so much. Chris and Gary, mukoma munyaradzi is saying that he comes from Gokwe and he says Gokwe is an underdeveloped area and he has complained against the people in the diaspora, including myself, maybe. That is if I am part of the people he is talking about. He says many people, when they, like in the diaspora, they have money, they want to build, they go and build in cities like Harare, Bulawayo, instead of going to develop Gokwe, where they were raised and they grew up. And also even the farmers, local farmers there, he says Gokwe is a cotton producing area. The farmers there, when they have money, they sell their cotton and then buy properties in big cities. So he's saying, please help us to tell the people in the diaspora and those with money to develop their areas. He's talking not only for the people of Gokwe, I think even right. from where I come from in Uzumba, it's an underdeveloped area. It's unfortunate that I don't have money. I would have gone back to invest home. But yeah. now that Gary Thompson and associates are here, I think I'll manage to invest in Uzumba through their company.
There you go. I did a campaign for mayor who was running for one of the parties there in Gokwe. So, Munyaradzi, nice to hear from you. And I agree. I think that we need to decentralize our whole environment, our whole mindset. And I think a lot of it comes from the idea that we think it's better in the capital city. But I would definitely believe in capitalizing outside, and agriculture is the catalyst that could help that happen. And, you know, where you grow, there you live, and you get back to this sort of kumushering environment, healthy, beautiful. I mean, the fresh air, and if the facilities are right and you're not slumming it so much, I think people like you would actually look forward to being in the environments out there.
Mm-hmm. But do you have areas where you can say, oh, no, Jonga, I want to invest in Uzumba. We are not taking people from Uzumba at this time. Do you have areas where right. you say we are not working with those areas?
I think the reality is we've got to start walking before we run. We're engaging right now with the diasporans, and we're getting a great sense of what they want. And I want to give them what they want and then be honest enough to say some of these things are doable, some of them aren't, and then make that bridge happen. And then I think as we get into maybe year two, then I think we can start getting beyond. I know we're getting quite a few guys excited, Chris, for Bulawayo. And I think mm-hmm. Bulawayo is this forgotten city that has hugely beautiful land assets in particular. And I'd love to see that develop a little. Mm. And then you obviously got our whole tourism sector. But the fact is, you're very right. We've got to look beyond the core of Harare only.
Mm-hmm. So now when you're talking about this kind of investment, I mean, the kind of investment that, you know, people can go into, are you talking about, you know, ordinary people like myself just going there, or do you connect these people to those with money?
You know what? The system right now has failed. Let's admit it. We've had so many government delegations and other things and conferences. It's failed. So we're a failed state at this current time. And the people bailing us out are the diasporans, right? Mm-hmm. In the main. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a bridge broken because there's a lot of trust that's been misrepresented by various reasons. Let's put that in the past. If Zimbabwe is going to rebuild, we cannot discount the diasporans, the dispersion, the divided ones. We've got to bring those divisions and bring it from a dividing into a multiplying symbol. We've got to take the division and multiply. And what does that mean? That means that we've got to start first phase right now, which is you have got $1,000 free each month. You say, I might not be able to get a house, but you know what? With this A Rewards program, I can invest $500 or $300, and we put you into a pool. And with that pool, we buy a bunch of things that we think are going to be great, or one thing, and we develop it, but you're a shareholder. I'm saying this, and this is maybe where you've got to take two assumptions. I'm saying we're at the end of an era of destruction, and I think there's going to be an era of construction coming. Number two, I think you've got to give it 3 years. And if those scenarios are correct, then gentlemen, there is no bank in the world that's going to beat the returns. And we can start little bit by little bit. It doesn't have to be a whole lot. Ideally, you take your money home and buy a property. I'd love you to do that, but not everyone can do that off the bat.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, Gary, some would-be investors would say, I don't want to buy a house, but I can buy a shop and let it out. Yes. I rent it out.
Yes.
But now he needs the money here. But I think with the laws in Zimbabwe, it's problematic for someone to take out some money. What will happen to those people?
Well, I think we've got to be creative. We've got to respect the laws of the land. Mm-hmm. But I think that this is the bridge that does both. And I think with some of our partnerships, like with Stewart Bank I've alluded to, there's other ways of making things happen. So we're saying to churches, group, pool, come together, see what better deals we can do in bulk. You know, it's the basic idea of rewards. That's why we have A Rewards. If you buy 20 airline tickets, we certainly should give the pastor a free one. Don't you agree? All right. It's just by grouping. You guys just don't realize how powerful you are. We're all out there. Now we've got to start coming back together. And it's not about a political party, and it's not about that type of movement per se. It's about saying, let's get the firepower of the people back. And I'll just want to add this, if you don't mind, Jongo and Chris. I have a big problem, a very big problem, that we want the dollars of the diaspora, but we as Zimbabweans don't have the dignity of the diaspora. We have to come back and say, we're sorry. Thank you for what you've done. We've betrayed you too. We've let you down. Mm-hmm. Now, by just starting on those human relationship issues, let's build a foundation to rebuild our Zimbabwe, because we can't believe in a magical day that the elections will change it all or something else. We've got to start little bit by little bit.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Thompson, visiting us tonight. We continue.
Talk shona, talk in the belly. That's kenge.
Tinotenda zvikuru kuve pachirongwa chedu.
Siyabonga kakhulu. So we are continuing still with
Rose. We understand you have your partner from Gary Thompson and Associates. So maybe she will come in and continue from where you have left. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, so people out there, we are talking investment today, business, money, mari, imali. Yes, you can give us a call on 001-202-619-2077, and we'll definitely call you right back, Jonga.
Maybe, Chris, I wanted to ask, while we are waiting for the transition, for Ross to come in, Thompson, Gary wrote a book. Maybe you can just give us just 30 seconds about the book.
The Liberator is a life work of mine. It's about this incredible woman. Her name's Winnie Kanayongwa, back home, about this big. She was blown up during the war, used as a human shield. And when I got to meet with Winnie, as I visited the prisons with her, I felt that her story would ignite not just our nation, but a continent on the type of reconciliation we are absolutely desperately needing to rebuild our economy. So I wrote the story basically on her life. So if you're an African-American, if you're someone who loves Africa or someone who wants to kind of understand why Africa is like it is, The Liberator.
Thank you so much, Gary. We'll see you later. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Chris, Taita Mutereri, Mkoma Leonard, Variku, Botswana. Mkoma Leonard, Magadi.
Mkoma Magadi.
Hey, Mkoma Chirongwa, Ndeshenyu, Tipei Chirongwa.
Okay, I'm actually traveling. I'm on my way to Botswana. I'm still in Joburg.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of the people who are ready for Zimbabwe. Security, how secure will be my business?
Saka apa assurance muda kuiwana ku hurumende here kana kuti kune vesangano vati kutaura nawo ve Gary Thompson and Associates.
Ndino tsanga hurumende let's not talk about the government. Right? Chandu kubvunza ne vesangano vati naro, right? Ivo zvipisa mukati me Zimbabwe, right? Kuti zvii zvatingaita in place zvinoita kuti isu patinowa nemabhizinesi edu, right? Tinokwanisa kuoparata freely, right? What you want in and out. Maybe you see one from outside the country, right?
Nare ya mkoma lena jinenge iri kumboenda ichi dzima asi enda nzwa zvavari kubvunza ndo regai tange tachingamidza amai Rose Tawengwa pachirongwa chedu tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro
ndinotenda
muchingosvika kudai mkoma Leonard vanenge vabva ngo kukandirai mubvunzo. Hanzi assurance kana kuti vimbiso yatingawana kubva kusangano renyu kuti tikauya kumusha kuti tiite mabhizimusi sezvavari kuita vari kuBotswana ndeipi nokuti vari kuti kuhurumende takundikana kuwaniswa vimbiso iyoyo kana assurance yekunzi aiwa zvinhu zvenyu zvinenge zvakachengetedzeka?
All right. Isusu is Gary Thompson and Associates. We can only encourage them to kuti vashinge nekuti kana zviri zvinhu zvavari kuve disappointed nazvo isusu tinokwanisa kukurudzira kuti zvinoita isu tiri kuwana saka tinokurudzira kuti ngavauye vazoita vanongoshingairoso zviri kuita vamwe vanokunda yes
ende muchivabatsira futi kuchengetedza nekutarisa kana kufambisa mabhizimusi avo muchivabatsira kuvapa njere nepfungwa
tinovabatsira vazhinji vari kuita mabhizinesi kumusha kuZimbabwe despite the situation there and it depends on how hard they work it depends on their strategies it depends on you know how forceful they are so there's need for aggression from each and every person yeah we just need to rebuild
So are there any particular businesses which you would encourage people to invest I mean we know that you know there's food the food industry I understand is one of the thriving as it is because people always want to eat or are there any other businesses that you can
All right. Well, we really wouldn't say go into this business and this one do not.
Mm.
But would maybe just encourage them to look at what the economy is offering, what they can do, what their calling is, that sort of thing. We've got brands that are supporting that sort of thing as well. Yeah.
Ndofunga mumwe mvunzo ungada kubvunzwa nevatereri ndevekuti tapinda muchirongwa chenyu. Chekuti ndoda kutenga kana inga wa stand nekuti vazhinji vari kunze ndo zvinhu zvatinotarisa kuti handoda pangu pekuti ndikasvika kumusha ndonowana pekugara mune hurongwa here wekuti unoisa mari yako zvishoma zvishoma kana kuti munoti tipe mari titumire mari toiunganidza kusvika yakwana paunoti yakutenga stand munenge muchiita sei ndinokwanisa here kutenga stand asi ndichizobhadhara zvishoma zvishoma kana kuti ndinokupai mari moiunganidza kusvika yakwana 50,000 muchinonditengera stand
all right on that one We do have one of our brands, Stuart Bank. It is a bank that is offering banking products. It has also just got approval to start giving out mortgages. And for that reason, we are saying open a Stuart Bank account. One of the banking products there, you can apply for a mortgage. Once you do get a mortgage, there's Fairview Estates and other real estate companies that can help you acquire a property, acquire land. Then you can build. So we are saying that platform is already there.
Yes. Ndidzokorewe nerurimi rwa mai vanzwe vamwe wangu kuti muri kuti
tine bank ratakauya kuzomiririra rinoitwa Stuart Bank. Bank iri rakupa ma mortgages. Asi kuti munhu ukwanise kuwana mortgage unofanira kuvhura account ne Stuart Bank ndopanotangira hurukuro. Yavo ne Stuart Bank. They will go through vanoenda nematano ekuaseswa ekuonekwa kunzi vane mukana here wokuwana mortgage. Kuti vapiwe chikwereti. Zvichinge zvadaro kana vabudirira vakapiwa chikwereti vokwanisa kutenga ingava imba ingava stand ndopa vanotangira kuvaka. Zvinodependa nekuti matambiriro avo emari vari kunze kwenyika anovapa mukana wakakura sei mari yakawanda sei yekuti vawane chikwereti kubank kuti vagotanga kuvaka kana kutenga stand
Ai, kuyezwakala jonga kubalaleli lapha sizwa kuthiwa ave Gary Thompson basebenzelana ke le Stuart Bank yona esiyenelisa ukuthi iphathise abantu bengabe funa istand kumbe befuna nje okunye ukuthi basebenzise basebenzelana layo kodwa okwakathesi silo mnumzana Anglestone Sibanda icingweni siyakwamukela kuhlelo
ngiyabonga kande siyabingelela abalaleli
sibongile sixoxa lapha ngendaba yeinvestment ekhaya siyazi ukuthi ungusomabhizimusi uyazazi into ze-investment silabe Gary Thompson and Associates esixoxa labo sixoxisana labo besitshela nje ngohlelo abalalo uhlelo oluthiwa lona jonga luthiwani uhlelo
Homecoming Tour
Yeah, uhlelo lolu lukhuthaza ke abase abakudiaspora ukuthi ba invest. Yeah, ungasitshela wena ukuthi ubona njani udaba lokuya investa ekhaya?
akuna muntu ongafisiyo ukuthi ayinvesta ekhaya ngoba lapho sikhona emazweni esifaka khona izimali siyafaka yebo izimali kodwa akuna into enhle emuntwini wonke njengokuthi umuntu ayefaka imali yakhe ekhaya kodwa ke kusuka kube lohlupho lokuthi ekhaya sile challenge ekhona e-politics ukuthi i-confidence akasilayo ma singapha lapho sisebenza khona emazweni esisebenza kiwo siyabe silama-partners amanye singathi ngama-investors esisebenza lawo kusuka kuxake ukuthi ma sesiphenduka ekhaya sizovula i-business lo muntu engithathana naye sikuzafika bese kuthiwa khona yena 49-51 basuka bese besala-ke ama-partners ethu esisebenza labo ukuthi sizoyi-invest ekhaya ngoba besesaba i-indigenization law ekhona enza kube nzima kakhulu ukuba sisebenze okwesibili futhi okusuka kube nzima yikuthi kasila shuwa le nto esingayithi i-environment ekhona ukuthi kahle kuzahamba njani kwezepolitiki njalo izinqumo ezenziwa ngabezepolitiki zizakuba lesi sindo esingakanani kuma-business le-investment yethu so ekugcineni siyafisa ukuthi si-investe siyafisa ukuthi thina abanye siyathanda kakhulu ezokulima siyafisa ukuthi si-investe ku-agriculture kodwa asilasiqiniseko sokuthi ma sibuya sizotshala izimali imali zethu sizozifaka okokuqala vele mina ngiyahle ngifike ngivalelwe phandle ngincishe umhlabathi ngoba kangilakhadi le-ZANU-P F kangaziwa kuzo-ZANU-P F i-land ukuthola umhlabathi ku-politicized kanti ngapha emazweni engikiwo ngiya-aplya nje kuphela lami ngilandele imithetho ngiyangilithola iplan so kusuka kube nzima khona lokho ukuthi kasila-confidence yokuthi ma silethe imali zethu ekhaya sizatholani kanti njalo kathi sikule cash crisis asilashuwa ukuthi lizaqedwa njani njalo izalunga njani so kusuka kuxake kakhulu ma abantu osomabhizinisi sicabanga ukuthi sizoyi-invest ekhaya yikho into sesiqansiyenza yokuthenga izinkomo nje lokwakha izindlu engasiyo investment enkulu kangako
ah okay ah siyabonga kakhulu yes Mr. Swanda there is saying that, you know, everyone in the diaspora would love to go back and invest back home. But, you know, he raises a number of issues that he says discourage people. Mainly, he says, you know, the policies, the government policies where you end up getting a
49-51
and he says the political environment is not favorable, and he says he's one of those people who are interested in investing in land, but it is politicized, and he also talks about the cash crisis.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you got anything you want to add on that?
Well,
on those, you know, those kinds of negative sentiments, you know, from people in the diaspora when they want to go and invest.
All right. Obviously, most of his concerns are to do with the politics of the nation that we have not really come to represent as such. We are saying as diasporans, you have a chance to reconnect with back home. You have a chance to rebuild despite the situation. That's our simple message.
Okay, Junga, you got to listen.
Yeah, tonight I'm Koma John Namo, from South Africa. I'm Koma John Magadi.
You know, Farah, I'm Koma Magadi Koko.
Ah, and that was you, I'm Koma. I'm Koma John Namo, is your name, Zeru Gare, I'm
Koma. Mokoma, Zeru Gare, is a good thing. Udiriro enyika kati udiriro nehondo hazvipindirani avanza changu hamuna ikoko vane urongwa hwakanaka chaizvo namukoma Thompson avo zvino chinoitika ndechekudai somukoma tinoda kuti vapanzwisise vanhu vangani vari kuZimbabwe vane mari dzavo vakadyirwa mari vachida kutenga masevhi iwayo vachida kuedza kucheko kana lendi kana chii vakawandisa muZimbabwe patuzi nezimbabwe tiri pasouth africa zvino diaspora ikuenderwa inotaurwa nezvekuZimbabwe diaspora iri kure chaizvo ngavatiratidze vanhu vavakabatsira vari muZimbabwe vane mari dzavo ndochinhu chekutanga kumba kwedu kune hondo iripo ndevanhu vagarisa muzvigaro vati vana purezidendi vedu nemapolicies enyika yacho anoita kuti nyika ibudirire haasi rait saka diaspora yese ngaingwarire kurohwerwa mari dzenyu atiri kutidyirwe mari tozishaya munhu wokubvunza mangwana Investment inoitwa munyika inoitwa nyika yakagadzikana. Hakuna munhu angada kunodyara mari yake paunozoti ukana kunodyara mari mangwana unodzinwa wakazvina kupaka zvanenge kutengesa nyika yechichi tinazvo takaedza muZimbabwe uchionika une zvinhu paborder apa urubva nazvo kupi mishini waitora kupi imwe yakatopakwa nezimura paborder apa tinazvo kuti muZimbabwe nema sunflowers asi muzvona aka saka chavari kukurudzira ndechekuti vanhu vagive mari madiaspora because dzinonyura mari Zimbabwe inogona kuchinja kunge kamirioni anytime yonzi mari yahusina irinda inini pachangu John namo ine isu ndakanga ndine mashares kwa OK 2008 ma late 90s asi mashares zvo zvakanyura niyai kuti mari muZimbabwe pakazama mabhera ndikazvitresa ndikamboedza kuti asei apa ndakanga recover kana one mukoma zvinovanza dzangu avo kana mukoma Thompson ndava encourage vanhu vari kuZimbabwe space tikaona zvakanyanya kubudira zvakanaka nevanhu vari kuZimbabwe isu tokwatona nezvinhu zvetu tokutanga mabusiness kumbawo we are ready for that. But if you just get a settle down in Zimbabwe, then when the dust is down, you will see what will happen. It will scramble for development in Nika Edi.
Asi, ivo semanzwiro andava ita mukoma John vachitsanangura. Vari kuti imimi mukoma John chivai mumwe wevanhu vekutanga. Pachazouya vamwe ava vakuscramble imune matogara mutambara kedi.
Hazviitike mukoma kana kuda kusitushina chiripo pamba pedu apa.
Aiwa regaiti vape mukana amai tavengo watsanangure amai hanzi tipindurei tinzwe zvavari bvunza mazvinzwa.
All right. Hongu ndazvinzwa. Dambudziko ravo riri pane zvakamboitika mumashure kana kuti fungidziro yavo pane zvingangoitike nekuda kwesituation yekuZimbabwe pari zvino. Asi isu tiri kuti mabrands, macompanies atakauya kuzorepresenta. Mabrands ichokwadi, mabrands ane simba, mabrands makuru kwazvo. Isu tiri kuti tiri kubatanidzai, tiri kuva tingakwanika tikukonekta with these brands. Uyewo we have a legal representation as well amongst the brands. So we are saying, whatever you're not sure of, whatever your concerns may be, our legal partner of choice, which is Soya and Mkushi, is there to assist in any way possible. Nekuti kana zvinge zvadaro, ndo vanenge vakupindura munyaya dzacho. Hongu, saka isu tiri kuti, aiwa, hatingati pane zvingatyise. Nekuti ma brands atakauya kuzorepresenta. Ma brands makuru, makambani makuru kwazvo. Asina chipomerwa chatinganongedzera.
Asi ndofunga ndichinzwisisa matsanangura avari kuita mukoma namo inesu vari kuti kandai vanga vaine mari kubrand hombe yakaita seo case zvataura kuti vakanga vaine mashare ikoko hanzi zvose zvakangoparara sedova ikoko OK kambani imwe inonzi ihombe iyoyo ndo zvavari kutya izvozvo ende handifunga ndovega vane pfungwa iyoyo vakawanda vari mudiaspora vanongofunga kuti mari dzataichengeta nguva yakazongonzi ZimDollar hakuchisina zvabva zvashanduka tikazosara takabata bond yanga iri yainzi chinguva yacho not bond mabhiera notes newanichi yes. Saka izvo ndo zviri kutyiwa nevanhu kuti ndakanga ndine $10,000 ndakazomuka ndaunzi une dollar.
All right. Hongu, it's a concern which is valid. Asi isu tiri kuti hatisi kuuya kuzotengesa mashares pastock market. Hatisi kuuya kuzoti mari ngaitsakatike. For example, the investment opportunity that we are presenting is that of property. Property really stays forever. I mean, kana munhu akatenga imba yake inoendepi? Kana imba yacho ikatengwa iri mustaraki anoramba akabata matitles dzemba yake.
Kana nhasi bondi notirika nzirabva, unorusara wakabata mari imba yako.
Unorusara wakabata imba yako. Saka isu tiri kuti hatina, we are not representing the stock market. We are representing real value. Yes.
Pane zvirongwa zvimwe, ameno Chris kana one mubvunzo wokumbova pa kana kuti ndongokanda mubvunzo.
Namo isu
mukoma namo ndanzwa kunge muchiripo ndandanzwa ndisina kuzenge ndakunzwa iku background ndafunga kuti mabva magutsi kana here nemhinduro.
Mukoma kuti chokwadi hangu ka kugutsika nechako ina hanzina hangu ndokuda kuti this is the wrong time they are implementing their plan. Mabrands autaura in wrong time, ones that our God, they were supposed to plan for the future, not for us now. Nekuti mamirira akazvino mukomaka tevanga tikotsvaka kuno South Africa ngavauya kuti hosta kuno kuti varatidze vatinazvo kuno South Africa
ivo
pane madiasporas ari kuno South Africa
mukoma John handifunga kuti chirongwa chavo vari kuti vaita nhasi ndanzwa kana mamboteerera pataurwa namukoma Gary Thompson vati zvinhu zvinogona kunge zvakaoma nhasi asi mukati memakore maviri matatu zvinhu zvive zvichienda zvichinyevenuka saka ivo vari kutaurawo kuti ndongwa yamune muchigadzirawo nzira iyoyi
ndizvozvo hazvo asi mukoma akatenda zvikuru zvaitova zvo zvakamira zvaitimbotata vhota patoni
mune matosara mukoma aiwa maita basa
ndati mupota muchimbonifonera kamukoma ndichipindawo muzvirongwa kadai
izvozvi namba yenyu taanayo muchatozoti chimbomirai kundifonera kuti muende kumusha asi hamudi kuinvesta makasvika iko morara mumota imba yamuri kunzi tengai hamudi aiwa morara zvakanaka mukoma motyaira zvakanaka mumigwagwa umu bye Chris.
Do we still have Swanda on the line? Swanda? Yes, Swanda. Now that maybe you have heard a bit of what we have been discussing, can you can we have your input from the South African side of the diaspora?
I think the program that they are presenting is a brilliant program from what I am hearing. But the challenge that we have, like my brother Namo has said, is the issue of confidence in the government system. Because whatever program they're implementing it within the context of a governing system. And policies can change any time. That is where our major concern is. We are not certain of what may happen tomorrow. However, I think the program is good, but the problem is the timing. And since now they are saying, Gary Thompson has been saying, you can start planning. We may consider, but there is a lot of outreach that they need to do, reaching out to the diaspora, especially in South Africa, where a majority of us are, and in other countries. Perhaps we may consider, not everybody wants to buy a house, everybody wants to buy, to have some investments back home, but what is really deterring us is the political environment. That's where the challenge is. So I think forward looking, it's a good thing that they are doing, but they need to reach out to us and convince us.
So are you going to, by any chance, to South Africa?
Well, we are considering taking up South Africa at some other time, yes.
Uyezwa baba Sibanda. Bathi babuya ngesinye isikhathi lizaxoxisana khona ngapha eSouth Africa.
Sizobe sifana indlela and bangahambi kwenye indawo, sizobe sifana indlela eHebrew.
Oh, hayi bayafika. Yeah, so in terms of the ama projects la obazwayo obazileyo obuyakhuluma iland siyabona ukuthi yiwe ngaba politicized but amanye ke ama products abo ke
kangi kathi ngingakaxhumeni labo kangako but I'll follow them online. I don't have even on island if it's real estate. I don't have a problem with it, but I always have a problem with agricultural land because we are all aware that the land that is heavily politicized is agricultural land. And the residential land has been affected by issues of corruption. We know the corruption in Chitungwiza in Harare and the corruption that that saw people's houses being demolished. Those are some of the things. But if it's real estate, I'm sure everyone is keen to own a house. Let them come and convince us, and what we want is something that is credible, something that is that we are certain that is going to be a meaningful investment. I'm sure we may consider, in spite of the challenges and around the conflict in the political system.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, okay, thank you so much. Can you just keep holding? We have another listener.
Holding.
Mkoma Brian, Magadi.
Nilipo hedi, Magasimba here.
Takasimba, ndi Brian Muruye Ngwe.
Yes.
Ah, iyo aita mkina yoi. Ashinabasa uti Muru.
As long as iri is a little uraya.
Eh, maskwere se Mkoma.
Ndaswera, angu maskwere se baba.
Ayu wataswera, nyaya ilipo ndwe yebu diriro kumusha, kutitweta se, itikashuka kumusha. Kazhinji uchibva mudiaspora unenge uchitarisirwa pamusoro semunhu asvika kupamba pake kana kumusha kwake. Pakuchizonorara apa vakunzi chienda onorara nevakomana kana kunzi amugadzirire mukitchen room kana kuti wozoti ari gaendera remota yanda hayai ndozvirikuda kuedza kuti zvigadziriswe. Imi munotiwo.
Yes, very, very true. Nyaya iripo hombe ndeyekuti isu patinenge tiri kudiaspora, we expect kuti tema efforts nema contributions to try to build our homes, to build the background of our economies back home in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
So our expectations is that as we work in the diaspora, we expect the government as well to provide the opportunities or platforms whereby we contribute to the national, to the growth of our economy through revenue or taxing.
Mm.
That would be the best thing to do.
Saka tingati here muri kuda kunzwa kunaeve Gary Thompson and Associates kuti vane vavari kushandawo nawo here muhurumende kuitirawo zvimwe sezvakaita zvamuri kutaura izvozvo.
Very, very true. Taida kuti tinzwewo mafungiro avo kuti what measures are they put in place in cohort with the government to ensure that what we aspire as Zimbabweans in diaspora will also come to fruition.
Maita Wengwa, that's directed to you.
Okay. Well, kuya kwa takaita, tuku representa my brands. Stewart Bank, DHL, Fairview, Soya and Mkushi, the legal practitioners of choice, and HealthPoint, World Remit. We are trying to connect, to reconnect the diasporans with back home by offering these products, also to bring convenience to the diasporans so that when they do business, say, back home, it is easy. They can pick up business opportunities. They can transact, back in Zimbabwe whilst they are here. So, of course, yes, the government issues, I can't discuss at the moment, but we are saying as brand ambassadors, as brand representatives, this is what we are bringing to the diaspora.
And before I go back to Mkoma Brian, have you ever in any way approached the government on this project you are moving around with and also sold it to them? If so, which ministry have you approached and what have they said about it? Because to them, I think it's something that will bring investment and even tourism to Zimbabwe.
Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, kuti matimamboita here zvekuti mukusangana kana nemapazi ehurumende kana mamwe mapoka ehurumende muchivapa ofungwa dzinyi dzamuri kufamba nadzo idzi muchinzwa kuti vanoti kuitira kana makuzosangana nemibvunzo yakaita saiyoyi nekuti zvinhu zvinogona kutobatsira hurumende kuunza mari, kuunza vapote, I mean, vamatourists vanoya kunoona nezvimwe zvakadaro.
All right. It would be a very good idea. Ifungwa dzakanaka chose. Uyewo ndinotenda kuti chinhu chinganakire hurumende yedu zvakanyanya. Saka tanzwa chishuo chavainacho. Tichatora mukana wekuti tisvitse shoko iroro kuitira kuti patinodzoka kana kuti patinowana umwe mukana zvakare. Tinoda kuti zvose izvozvo maconcerns iwayo agadziriswe. Atariswe maari kuitira kuti maareas ese ange anoitwa address.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mukoma Brian, ndofunga manzwa zviri kutsanangurwa naamai Tavengwa. Hello, Mukoma Brian. ndofunga nare yavo ya dona asi hanzi chiri musaka saka chinozvinzwira ndofunga vanzwa tsananguro. Chris,
yes, so can you just give us more details on each of these brands that you are representing in terms of how people in the diaspora can invest, like for example DHL? I mean, what is the motive here that you have as a representative of those brands?
All right, we are saying that Stewart Bank,
mm-hmm.
You can open a bank account,
mm-hmm.
you can do it from here, you can access banking services whilst you are here in the diaspora, as if you were back home. You are able to pay your bills from here through the Stewart Bank account. You can pay Zesa, you can do this, you can transfer money to locals back in Zimbabwe. So that's convenience. WorldRemit, you are able to send money again from here to your family back home, so that at least it's easy, it's convenient, it is possible. With DHL, you're able to send parcels, documents, you know, in a very safe and secure way, fast as well. We know DHL is an international company and very reliable. So we are bringing you DHL on this program. We do have Fairview. Fairview is a real estate company which is offering these properties as well. Now for Fairview, they are saying the first 20 customers to say buy a property, they are giving a discount, quite a huge discount. So we are encouraging listeners, those that really are considering buying a property, if they do so with Fairview, they're going to get a huge discount. We do have Swende Mkushi, a legal partner of choice. As we transact, as we do this program, should they have any legal concerns, there's Swende Mkushi there to assist. We do have Generation Health. We know that charity begins at home. So back home with Generation Health, for families in Zimbabwe, they can sign them up on this medical aid program so that their sick can be assisted through Generation Health. So those are the products that we are bringing.
Mm-hmm. And there's also the funeral policy?
Yes, there's the funeral cover as well. So we are encouraging people outside Zimbabwe to access all these products for convenience. If they approach us in groups, the power of partnerships apply, economies of scale, there are advantages there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Ah, tereri nevatariri. Sezva tambotaura tichatanga pai china mukoma Gary Thompson, tambotsanangura basa ravari kuita todzokorora zvakare kuti vari kuita nezvei, hanzi DHL vanoda kutakurirwa zvinhu kuenda kumusha zvinomhanyiswa. Nyaya dzekuchengetwa mari, pane jengeta mari, Stewart Bank. Kuita vanoda zvekuvaka, kune Fairview, hanzi anenge auya akatenga stand makaita vekutanga makumi maviri 20, pane discount ipapo. Kouya nyaya dzezveutano, kune medical aid policies, hanzi Generation Health ndoimwe yevanenge vachibatsira. Kuitawo nyaya dzekushayikirwa idzi vanobatsira zvakare. Kuita nyaya dzemagweta vanenge vachida kugutsikana kuti zvinofamba sei. Nyaya dzekutyakisirwa ruoko muhomwe idzo, hanzi munoenda kune Soya and Mkushi. Nzi
Soya and Mkushi,
ndizvozvo magweta. Kuita nyaya WorldRemit yekuendesa mari kumusha, tajaira Western Union neimwe yacho inonzi Chris
MoneyGram.
MoneyGram. Aya, kune imwewo zvakare inonzi WorldRemit yavari kushanda nayo, vanokwanisa kunge vachitibatsira tichiendesa mari dzedu kumusha zvichisvika zvinhu mune zvakanaka. Chandisinganyanyonzwisisa ndechekuti pane humwe urongwa here hungada kuitwa nevana veZimbabwe, kana kuti kutongoti tasangana zvataita izvi, makutondinyore pasi madetails angu kana zita nepandogara nezvimwe zvakadaro, ndotokuudzai kuti ndiri kuda ichi, kana mune humwe urongwa hamuchazoti ngatisanganei zvakare.
All right. Tasangana saizvozvi. All this is happening under the A Rewards program.
Mm-hmm.
We've got this form here, A Rewards form,
mm-hmm.
where you can just give us your details. You indicate which services you would like us to assist with.
Mm-hmm.
Then we link you up with the relevant a service provider that we have come to represent.
Pakareruka apa hanzi pane formula unongotonyora uisa magwaro ako zvisizva unenge uchida kuti zviitwe nedivi re boka rauri kushanda naro kana zviri zvemari kana zviri zvemba zviri zvechi gongoisa pa form ipapo iyo vakutokubatanidzai nevaridzi vezvirongwa izvozvo. Zvinhu zvakareruka izvo, Chris.
Yeah, jonga ipo kakhulu sibile silondlovu ecingweni unkosi kaNdlovu siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ebo mfowethu Chris, kunjani
buthi? Hayi ngiphilile. Awuxolo lapha sigcine sayenza aba izethekele ezisivakatshele e-studio lapha sigcine sesixoxa ngalabo lapho kwesikhathi eside njalo sixoxa ngabe bakhuluma ngama products achiyeneyo ehlukeneyo siyazi ukuthi wena lawe kweze investment lapha ungumuntu ongani lawo ungasiphathisa yiko ke besikunxusile kodwa ke sigcine sixoxa nje labe Gary Thompson Associates baxoxa nje basitshela ngokuthi bona balama products achiyeneyo abahamba ngawo ngethemba la khona ngapho bebekhona e-UK kodwa wena ngamafitshane nje ungasitshela nje ngombono wakho ngendaba ze-investment.
Ye, thina singabantu benkayi abavele enkayi bonke abalapha e-UK sizama ukuthi sivuselele i-district yakithi enkayi ngokuhlanganisa izimali ezimali kusukela hold on please, hold on please.
While he's talking, Jonga, they've started some kind of investment drive from the United Kingdom, so they are trying to invest in Nkai.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a particular they want Nkai in particular that they are trying to bring up. So, usukhona indlo.
I think it's still tied up.
Anyway.
But vanhu kwanisa here ngavachizobatana neve Gary Thompson and Associates kuti vange vachiita zvirongwa izvi kungai. Daitata vanzo.
That's what we
asi zvisinei Gary Thompson and Associates vari kuti vane inonzi A Rewards yavaita kuti vange vachitenderana nenyika vachapinda munyika nhatu nemaguta masere 3 countries and 8 cities vachishambadza urongwa vainawo. Chimbonzwa Chris kuti vadzoka here.
Kuna vasvanda futi. Svanda.
Yebo.
Yeah, Svanda, sorry kukubambisa kakhulu lapha indaba ikhanya yachisa lapha labe Gary Thompson lapha.
Ngiyabezwa.
Yeah, so anduzwile ama products abo ukuthi maningi njani njalo ubona ngani angaphathisa yini kakhulu kona ngabe South Africa.
Ama-products abo angaphathisa ngokubona kwami. Kodwa-ke sifuna ukuthi sizwisise kahle-kahle ukuthi kwenzakala kanjani. Nanxa nje sihlala njengale kubhenka sisaba thina ukufaka imali zethu e-Stewart Bank, i-Reserve Bank ivike izimophile zonke. Ngiyafaka ama-rands ami i-Reserve Bank ivike uwamophile wonke. Kahle kahle bona i-products abo asamboni ele nkinga. Ngiyazibuza khonapho ukuthi i-Generation Health ma ngingayithatha leyo health for policy izaba izihlobo zami ziyabe ziyalatshwa ngaphi ngoba ekhaya izibhedlela zangikhona kazisebenzi kahle. So yimbuzo engifuna ukuthi ngabe ngibabuza bona ngiqondane nabo kahle kahle ukuthi asithi ngiyithathe leyo policy sikwazi mhlophe ukuthi ezibhedlela kunamadokotela akunamithi kwiza iyasebenza yini ukuthi ngizolaphisa izihlobo zami lapha e-South Africa kumbe ukuthi isihlobo sami ngiye silaphise e-India ikava igcina ngaphi leyo jara leyo
medicalfacility. Ye, wathi ngimbuze nje masinya but hayi isikhathi vele isesesiphelile. You know, Mr. Svanda is saying that he's wondering how your medical scheme works, especially when you know the hospitals and facilities in Zimbabwe is almost you know run down.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Oh. That was unfortunately you know a question that came right at the end because we are running out of time.
Okay.
Yeah, so maybe we'll talk with him off air. Thank you so much, Mr. Sbanda. Yebo. We
thank
also
you so much, Mike Davengwa and Chonga and
Gary Thompson.
Thank you so much. That was Sbanda there. We come to the end of the show, unfortunately. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Mora Rakanaka, Zirongwa Studio 7, Ziripo, Chonga, Kandemiri.